The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I've started reading The Death of Nature, Women, Ecology, and the Scientific Revolution by Carolyn Merchant. The front cover promises me that a confrontation with this book will cause me to rethink the meanings of science, its historical origins, and its role in today's world, because, as the back cover tells me, the book is about how the scientific revolution sanctioned the exploitation of nature, commercial expansion, and the subjugation of women. Those ideas might not be as shocking as they were 30 years ago when this book was first published. I know that René Descartes and Francis Bacon are key thinkers of the scientific revolution, and I associate them with phrases like plundering the secrets of nature and knowledge is power. The culture I'm immersed in certainly adheres to such notion and considers phrases like the earth is our mother poetic or quaint. What surprised me right off, my first confrontation in reading, was that the question the book was asking wasn't how did nature stop being female and a mother? It was, how did nature turn into a machine? Which got me to thinking about the extent to which I view nature, or rather everything, as a machine. Cause and effect, reliability, do this and that will happen. I can explain summer and winter in terms of the moving parts of the solar system, describe my aches and pains as dysfunctions in the systems that move my bones around, improve my relationships by learning how responses developed as a child operate in my present behavior. I solve problems by straining information through sieves of logic. Even for things I can't see, my understanding of them is an understanding of how they work. Photosynthesis, black holes, ecosystems, digestion. If you accused me of seeing the world in that foolish, mechanistic way where everything is part of a part, acting and reacting with all the other parts in reliable, tick-tock, predictable ways, I would tell you, I'm not as narrow as that. But when, really, do I think it's irrelevant to ask, what causes that, or how does that work? So that was my first confrontation with this book, The Death of Nature, thinking about thinking that everything is part of a machine. The second confrontation was with the idea, also not unfamiliar, that it's wrong to rip into Mother Earth and mine her entrails for metals, an idea far from Western civilization, I thought. So it blew my mind to discover that this idea had a place in Western thought up until about 500 years ago. In the first century, the Roman compiler Pliny wrote in his Natural History that earthquakes were a show of Earth's indignation with us for mining her bowels for treasure as though her surface was not bountiful enough. Detractors of mining in Europe and England in the mid-1500s maintained that if Mother Nature had intended humans to use metals, she wouldn't have buried them so deep. Now, I like to think that I live a little closer to the earth than the average U.S. American. I eat low on the food chain, do without glitz, go natural and local every chance I get. Yet I cannot begin to imagine my life without metal. Is there anything in my house that, if not made of metal, wasn't made with metal? The saw blade on the boards, needles that stitch the upholstery, the wood stoves, the axe, the pens, the frying pans, the electronics, screws and nails, chicken wire, zippers, guitar strings, the roof, bicycle spokes, push pins, jar lids, shovel, can opener, eyeglasses, spinning wheel. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.